Joining us right now over the phone, we have the new Emory High School girls volleyball coach in Sherelle Manzanares. And coach, it's a pleasure to get you on today. I'm excited to start up some conversations and talk Emory High School volleyball. So thank you for taking out the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's always exciting, I think, when there's a new era for any athletic squad. And I know that, well, you come from a volleyball family, right, which makes this very, very cool. In fact, we've had your sister on this show several times, who has now left the Castle Country area and moved on to Southern Utah University, Coach Danielle Jensen. So there's no doubt that volleyball runs very, very deep in your family.
Yeah, we all have played it. We've all watched it. And we all definitely love it. We support Danielle and her teams that she's coached, and it's been fun being around them, and it will be fun to kind of take that over as well.
What is it about the sport, Coach, that brings out that level of passion that makes you say, yeah, I would love to coach and teach kids at the high school level?
For me, it was just always my favorite sport. But when I bring it to coaching, I absolutely love seeing the determination and the motivation come out in these girls, and to watch their characters grow and just see them develop into these amazing humans and amazing athletes. It's always the best part.
And I think that type of enthusiasm definitely it travels over in Emory County. I mean, you're taking over a program that's just a couple of years removed from a state championship.
Yeah. And I watched that team win that state championship, and I hope that we can get back there. I've watched these girls play, and I've seen the talent that they have, and I definitely think that we can get back to that.
I know that this is kind of a different kind of question, but you're an assistant at San Rafael, and I've got to ask about what a state championship team at a high school level can do for young kids. Because we talk about the residuals, right? Like what this can do long-term for the sport within a community, specifically in a rural community. Did you notice that when that volleyball team won the state championship, the excitement level that maybe grew from kids at a younger age?
Yes, definitely. So it's with these younger kids, they can definitely look up and say, wow, that can be me one day. And that definitely influences them, and it definitely shows them that it is possible. It might be Emory County, where we're not the biggest county in Utah, but it's possible, and we can get there with hard work. Teaches them that they want to work hard to get to that level, and that it's possible. Just because we're small doesn't mean that we can't be the best and win those state championships.
How familiar are you with the current makeup of the program?
I know it pretty well. I've known it from the junior high level. There are things that I'm excited that I'm going to learn, and I think it'll be good. But I know it fairly well.
And when you look at the perceived roster that you'll have going into next season, are you pretty excited about this group, this collective group that you'll get to coach?
Oh, I am so excited. Like I said, I watched them play throughout the year, and they all look amazing. They have a great bunch of girls that are there. They all have some great talent, and I can't wait to meet them and to see them and where their potential is going to take them.
Again, Coach Sherelle Manzanares, new head coach of the Emory Lady Spartan volleyball team, joining us right now. Coach, we'll talk more about the upcoming season or the roster that you'll have in just a moment, but I do want to get familiar with you. We talked about volleyball kind of running through your family's blood, right? I mean, it's a very popular sport within your family, but let's talk about your experience coaching. San Rafael, some travel ball. I mean, kind of go over everything that you've done in that realm.
Yeah, so I've had some travel teams that I've coached, some various travel teams that I've coached throughout the years, not at the high school age, but they were like junior high and younger. And then again, just helped out. I was an assistant at San Rafael, and I did that this year, and it was an amazing experience that I enjoyed fully.
Do you believe that that's prepared you now to get to this level? And if so, what are some of the difficulties that you kind of had to work through coaching younger kids? Because sometimes it can be like herding cats, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. No, they were all great. They are, I think, the greatest thing about the athletes that I've had is they've all been willing to be coachable, and they want to learn, and they want to get better. And so that helps a lot. They want to be there. They want to see where they can go and to be the best. And so they made it easy for me.
What are some of the philosophies that you kind of live by that you will definitely try to install within your program?
So I really truly think that you know, the being a part of a team is more than just, you know, going out and playing and doing something that you like to do. I think it can really build your character. It can develop you in ways, like I'll go into job interviews now and I still use like being a part of a volleyball team as like an example for my job interview. So it definitely builds your character, and it can make shift you into a great adult.
What are some of the things, Coach, that now you've got to get in place now that you have been named the head coach? And I'm sure you got just a laundry list of things to do. So what's next on the agenda?
Yeah, just kind of figuring out, like, where we're going from here. I've got a few selections for assistant coaches, but looking into that more, I do want to get to know these girls and, like, meet them and everything, and then just kind of figure out what's ahead of us. Maybe looking into these teams that we'll be facing, figuring out which teams we can schedule games with, and digging deep into it.
So you haven't solidified your coaching staff yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah. I guess within that realm, what does that look like ideally for you? I mean, from a personality standpoint, because I've heard the old saying, a head coach is only good as his assistant coaches. And I buy into that. I believe that, right? So what are some of the personalities that you look for in an assistant coach?
Yeah, they definitely have to mesh well. You have to mesh with your assistant coaches, but someone who has the same philosophy as me, someone that wants these girls to want to win, but also want to be there and want to learn. Someone who's driven, someone that, you know, I can trust in case maybe I'm not there, or, you know, even someone that can give me ideas on what I'm missing, because I'm not going to see it all and I'm not going to know it all right away. So just someone that I can really lean on and work as a team. But I think my number one goal here is to really bring back a team unity here, and someone that can get behind me on that and push for that as well.
I think you kind of answered my last question for you, Coach. I was going to say, what's the one attitude discipline that every Emory volleyball player has to have when they take the floor for you for the very first time in the fall? Something that you kind of really want to instill in them. I think you've kind of answered that, but that's how we can end this. I mean, what's that one attitude that you have to have to be a part of your team?
You have to want to work for it. You're not just going to be given the position or, you know, the playing time. You have to earn it, and you have to really work hard. As long as we are putting everything that we've got onto the court, that's all I ask for. Coming to practice, coming to these games, and giving it all that you have, and taking the coaching that we give you and applying it and being coachable and really wanting to be out there.
Coach, I'm excited for this new era of Emory High School volleyball. Looking forward to chatting with you again as we get a little bit closer to the main offseason, the summer ahead of the fall sports season. And again, congratulations on the job, and thank you again for taking out the time today.
Yes, thank you. I'm really excited.